Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Today has been a special day, an anniversary, a request that you play.
Upstage Surrey presents When the Past Becomes the Present by Mary Dawson.
A birthday with apologies for all the tears and regrets.
Go on, take it, take the envelope.
It's just too much.
Of course it's not too much. Not more than you deserve.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't. Or maybe thank you.
What about work?
What about it?
4 weeks away? It's a long time. You...
Yes, I know. A couple of days and I'm...
Worrying. You're always worrying. Not sure if things are getting done properly.
Well, not anymore. I've decided. Today, from today, you're looking at a new man. Time to let go. Let someone else take the reins for a change.
Really? You sure?
No, I'm not sure. But I'll never know if I'm... Anyway, I wouldn't have spent a small fortune on a trip to Dubai if I wasn't. Go on, read the sheet. See what I've got planned for us to do.
I know you always spoil me on this day, but it's a lot.
Here. A glass of sparkling water. Let's try not to be too somber today, like other years. Now, does it sound good, what I've planned for us?
Of course it sounds good. I can't remember when we last went on holiday, a real holiday. Last time we went, it was such a long time ago when... Oh, another surprise.
Not from me. You're expecting someone.
When do I ever have visitors? Either of us.
Come on, you begin to make us sound. It would be someone selling tea cloths or some such rubbish.
Not this time of night. Oh, yes, maybe the Clean Easy man. He did leave a brochure last week. You get it. He'll have me there all night. And you know how hard it is for me to say no.
Well, I better, as we hardly need any more cleaning products, do we? This place probably needs a bit of dirt. Sometimes a bit too sterile.
Well, when you've as much time on your hands as... Are you complaining again?
No, of course not. Don't let's start that rubbish spoil things. You know I like everything clean, ordered. And Mr. Clean Easy sounds like he's desperate for a sale.
Go on then. Put him out of his misery. I'll check on the food. It should be ready to serve in a few minutes.
A clown! What the... Boo!
It's showtime! Hello in there.
Look, Mr. Clown, don't push past and... So, Avro, the joke's on me then, is it? So what's the surprise? A ticket to the circus? You know, I hate bloody circuses.
Me? Not me. It's you. It's you, isn't it? You're giving me. Oh, come on. It's another surprise for me.
Another surprise? What? What are you talking about? I thought you... It's something you organised, a stupid-looking clown smirking, standing in front of us.
No, I... Who... What do you want? Give me back that knife.
Get back? And what do I want? Are you for real, Mommy?
Avril, get behind me. And you, if you don't leave, get out right now. If you don't sod off now, I'll be calling.
But I've got this lovely carving knife. Remember? Boom.
I don't know what you want, but just go away. Just get out. Go away.
Don't be frightened, Mommy. It's only me.
Phone's dead. Dead.
Sure is, Daddy. Didn't want anyone else being invited to our little party now, did I?
I don't know what kind of sick joke, but you better...
I better what, Daddy?
You're... Where's your phone, Avril?
Not find what you're looking for, Daddy.
My phone? Where's my phone? It was in my bag. I'm sure
oh,
I put it...
Oh, no phones. Mummy, dearest, landline cut. And I made a little visit earlier when you were both tucked up, having a little celebration, a little kiss and cuddle in the bedroom. 30 years and still going at it like rabbits. My, my. Too busy to realise I'd been in and out. Had to relieve you of the phones. So don't try and go through to the study to find yours, Daddy. Because that's gone too. Didn't want to spoil our fun time together. Because of you, Billy boy. Right. I want you both to sit over there. Now I'm the one with the knife in my hand. So go on. Both together now. Now!
Look, I don't know what you want. Money? If you want money...
Money? Money? Come on now, Mommy. Don't you think that's why most kids today are spoiled? Give them some money and shut them up. Well, not this boy, Mummy. Not I. I don't want money. I'm here to celebrate my birthday. Now, don't tell me you forgot my birthday cake. I'll be very annoyed if you forgot my birthday cake.
I don't know who the hell you are or what in God's name you want.
Spit it out, Daddy!
If you've worked with me, been unfairly treated, I've not...
Now why would I have worked with you? Would Mummy Dearest have liked that? Her only son? Why would her only son need to work for anyone? No need to work. All this money Daddy's making. Dear, oh dear. You do have a very weird idea of good parenting.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's happened, but what you want, but please, please, just take anything. Just go. Just leave us in peace.
Like you left me. Left me in peace.
Listen, you sick. Whoever you are, just...
Sit down, Daddy, and shut up. This... It's my party.
Bill, don't. He's not worth it.
Not worth it? I'm not worth it. What a thing for a mother to say about her son. On his birthday as well. Are you not going to sing happy birthday to me, Mommy Dearest? My 21st as well.
If I say happy birthday... Okay, if I say happy birthday... Happy birthday? Is that what you want to hear? Happy birthday! Look, I've said it. Now go, just go and leave us. Just go!
What a lovely picture. Is this of me? Is that me as a boy? Let me guess what age.
That's mine. Don't you dare.
Don't grab Mommy.
Don't you shove my wife.
Don't you shove my wife. Only you get to do that. Is that how it works? I'm sorry I pushed you, Mummy. I just wanted to look at my picture. And as for you, Daddy, no award for bravery tonight. So sit down, back beside your loving wife, my mother.
Please, I...
You're upsetting my wife. Like she said, you can have anything you want. Just...
Sorry, Mommy. Didn't mean to upset you. Just wanted to see what I looked like as a kid. Not so hard to understand.
Is there something wrong with you? Can't you see the woman's upset, frightened? That picture of her son. Her dead son. You hear me? Dead son. How insensitive. Really, downright...
Downright what? You got any more pictures of me, Mummy?
She's holding the only picture of her son. Now leave us alone.
Only picture. Only picture. What happened to me? Me, your little boy. Did you stop taking pictures?
No. I never stopped taking pictures of my son. I took lots of pictures when he was a baby, but not as a little boy. Now I can't. I can't take any more. No more pictures. He's dead. He died. He was only 9 and...
You mean I'm dead? Me? Large as life? I'm dead.
Yes! You're dead! Oh, what am I saying? Yes, my son is dead. No longer here. Dead, dead, dead. And you, people like...
What about people like me? Mommy? 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 Not a very nice way to speak about your little boy now, is it? Get the glasses, old man. Is that what kids call their dads when they get older? Yeah. Old man, I like that. Get the glasses and bring the bottle over. 3 glasses. We're all going to have a little celebration.
A nice little Merlot. That do you, buffy boy.
Now, just when we were making progress, just when my little family all gathered together was going to lift a glass in celebration for my birthday, my daddy goes and upsets me again. Only 2 glasses. Were you going to leave me out? Not good-mannered enough to hand me my glass. Naughty, 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 naughty. Take off your tie.
Take off my tie?
Take off your bloody tie.
You...
Now! And put your hands behind your back.
You'll never get away with...
With what, Daddy? Now, put your hands behind your back and be a good old shtick.
You idiot. Our friends are due over any minute. They...
Friends? You've got no friends, have you, Mummy? Just him.
Please, leave us alone. We haven't done anything to you.
Here, Mummy. Take his nice silk tie and tie those hands of his. Tight enough so he can't get loose.
I...
Just do it, Mummy.
Just do it, Avril. Just do what he says to cook him.
The quicker what? The quicker the party's over? Is that it?
I just don't want anyone getting hurt.
Don't want anyone getting hurt? Too late for that. Isn't it, Mummy dearest? It's too late for that.
There. Securely tied. I bought him that tie. It's silk. Are you happy now?
Right, back over to the wall, Bonzo. And Mummy, you pour the wine and hand me my glass. Okay, Mummy, get your glass and I want you to have a drink with me.
There. A large glass of Merlot. Happy now?
Hold it up then. Say cheers. Have a drink with me.
Cheers.
That's better. Wasn't so hard, was it, Mummy? Cheers. Here's to my 21st. Drink some then. Ooh, that went down quick. Mustn't gulp, Mummy. And as you're enjoying it so much, let's have a little top up.
I'm not a drinker. I don't drink much anymore. 1 glass is all I can... Really, I...
Not like Bonzo here.
You little... You...
Now we're getting somewhere. So that's what I am. A little what? Did you hear that, Mummy? You hear what your husband is saying about me on my birthday as well? You're not going to let him get away with it, are you? Not on my birthday. Tell him off, Mummy. Tell him not to upset your little boy. Not on his birthday. No.
Bill, don't. Just don't. Just don't say anything. going. I just want him to go. Just...
Just what? Just what? So you can get back to normal? So you can shut yourself away from the world and let this piece of...
You remember one thing, son. One thing, Al. If it's the last thing I do, you're dead. You hear me?
You've already done that, don't you remember? Bad memory if you don't. Bad bloody memory. Come on, Mummy dearest, ignore him. Drink up.
Okay, son. Whoever you are, now, I've wished you happy birthday. I've drank a glass of wine to help you celebrate. Now will you go? Please.
We, Mummy, you and I, we're going to have another nice little drink together. Come on, hold up that glass for your next one. That's it. Good girl. And we are going to have a little chat. A long time since we've done that, ain't it?
Okay. So, you keep telling us it's your party. So, fine, it's your party. Now, what do you want to talk about?
Him. This excuse of a husband sitting right here beside you.
Why don't you go back to the nut ward that you came out of?
Nut ward? You think I'm a nut? I'm not a nut, Mummy.
Bill, please, just let me... What about my husband?
Well, that's exactly what I'd like to know. What about him? What is it about him that keeps you here?
I'll answer that one. Ow! How dare you kick me? That's my bloody bad ankle.
You're not playing the game, old man. So do as your wife says and shut up.
Don't hurt him. My husband, today, it's our anniversary.
Well, if he doesn't shut up, I'll get some tape and that mouth of his. Yes, Mummy. Well, I know it's your bloody anniversary today. And my birthday. Don't need to be reminded about the anniversary. Oh, what's this on the table? This is the present he gave you. A little holiday. Get you out of the house for a bit.
Yes, a nice holiday. He's a very generous man and he's always...
Don't discuss him with me, that little shit.
Anything. He gives me anything I want.
Does he now, Mummy? And what would that be? Look at you. Like a butterfly behind glass locked away. We should have been out celebrating my birthday tonight. And here you are with Bonzo looking at a couple of tickets to go to some godforsaken country that you won't like. Full of pretentious, horrible people buying luxury gifts that they don't need. Not a very good present, that, is it? Is it?
No, actually, I'm very pleased with the present. Looking forward to it.
Don't you think you've had enough wine? Don't you see what...
Shut up, Daddy. To what? What are you looking forward to, Mummy? Getting out of the house.
Okay. My wife's indulged you enough. Wished you happy birthday. Drank more than enough wine with you. Indulged you more than enough.
Don't you ever know how to play the game? Can't you just for once not be in control? Mummy dearest and I are just getting the party started. Some music. We got some music, Mummy. Music?
Oh, sorry, music. Yes, music. Plenty of music on the cabinet shelf.
Get your grubby little hands off my music collection.
Look, Daddy, grubby little hands all covered up. None of my grubby little fingerprints on anything. Now, what's your son's favourite song? Who's the Tom Jones fan? Is that you, Mummy?
Yes. I've not played it for a while. It reminds me.
Reminds you of what? Me.
Just stop it. Don't you dare! Don't indulge him anymore.
Oh, here, look. A song I love.
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are calling.
Would you like to dance, Mummy? Come on, Mummy, hold on to me. That's it. A little dance with the birthday boy. Hold tight so you don't topple over.
Down the mountainside.
Oh, Danny boy.
The pipes are calling.
Come on, Mummy, join in.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy.
And down the mountainside.
Right. That's it. I need to go now, Mummy dearest. But thank you, Mummy. Thank you for a lovely birthday party.
Oh, Danny boy.
Thank God he's gone now. Will you untie me? Do you hear me? I'm asking you to untie me now.
Not yet.
Not yet? What do you mean, not yet? I'm going to call the police.
No, you're not. You know you won't call the police. When you convinced me to give him up, you said he'd be well looked after. A young boy as bright as him. You
see, this is what happens when you drink. What happened when you drank? You just couldn't look after. And I told you. How many times did I tell you? I hated that name. I hated the name Danny.
Call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my room every night.
You have been listening to When the Past Becomes the Present, by Mary Dawson, directed by Sarah Somerville, edited by David Chappell, featuring Julie Binnish as Avril, Ken McLoon as Billy, and David Chappell as the young visitor. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people, for local people.
Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.